This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, welcome. It's Saturday, 6 April, year of our Lord, 2024. President Trump has a massive big donor dinner tonight at, I don't know if it's in Mar-a-Lago. I think it's over at John Paulson's, maybe his house, but they're already talking about he's going to raise $50 million. Now, look, it's a, you know me, it's a dual-edged sword when the billionaires start coming in. But hey, Biden's going to raise $2 billion. We got to fight fire with fire somehow. You got to get resources. His campaign's underfunded. Everybody knows that. So tonight, but it shows you, because these guys are not buddies of yours. Let me just be blunt. They're not giving this money because they're loving up on MAGA. You know, most of these people look for other choices besides President Trump. It's just a fact of the real world. But they get something, and they get it big, and their advisors get it big. The numbers are coming together for us. We're ascendant. You are the most powerful political force in the United States today. And to be brutally frank about it, you are one of the most powerful political forces in the history of this republic. And the money, and particularly the big money and the smart money, know that. And that's why they're going to go to President Trump. And I think they're talking about $44, $50 million, double what Biden did a couple weeks ago. Why? Because they want to be part of it. That all comes with baggage, but that's just the real world. We got to deal with that, right? But these people are coming to President Trump because they understand that he's unbelievably how he stood in the breach on this. With the trial of the century about to occur in 8 or 10 days, they're coming in saying, hey, here's my name, and they're all public, right, about it. So it's pretty amazing. We've got some very special. First off, I want to make sure everybody, the Navy SEALs over at Tej Gill's company, Warpath, warpath.coffee. How do I get so jacked up in the morning? Well, a couple of things. The Field of Greens, my coffee, Warpath Coffee. Get the dark roast, warpathcoffee.com/warroom. You get the discount. But best dark roast ever made. Took us 2 years to perfect it. But it's got all the mild blends, all the other blends too. You can get it there. And if we put the Sacred Human Health, we've done the grass-fed beef livers, although they have other things there when you go to sacredhumanhealth.com. Look at the endorsements from people. These are War Room Posse members who are taking it. And we're going to get more up there. And I'm actually going to get some on the show as soon as we can kind of go through this over the next week or two. But it's just, it blows me away. The greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. So check out Sacred Human Health. Go there, immerse yourself on the site. It's got tons of great information. Mike Lindell, we got, okay, action, action, action. Remember, this movement's ascended because of this audience, because of you. And we're going to empower you and weaponize you even more. We've got a couple of big announcements. Mike, what's going to take place on the 17th of April? That you've been so gracious to make us a War Room part of, and I'm going to talk about the 18th right after that.
Yeah, it's huge, everybody. This is, like we had it last year, it's the Constitutional Sheriffs, which we work hand-in-hand with the Cause of America, the Election Crime Bureau. This is a big part. We show how much power they have at the county level. And so we're having that big event that day, and then we're also going to be launching in all 50 states the plan we had that we have announced last August. We're going to put it out in a big way that day, and you're all going to get all the details of it. But we're having a great two-hour event for the War Room Posse here, which Steve will be the host of, and that is going to be a roundtable of our Supreme Court case with all the experts and the lawyers, and really dig into that and see what this is all about. Why? And it's still sitting there at the Supreme Court. We pray they accept it. So it's going to be a great. It's going to be a great event, a huge launch, educational event.
But here, first of the Constitutional Sheriffs, we love those guys, and we were at your other events where they were a big part of. We're so honored to be part of this, and we're going to do the morning show live there. We're going to do the afternoon show live. The afternoon show is going to be 2 hours of this, and here's what you're going to get. You're going to get the technical experts, because people know I'm not a machine guy. Mike Lindell's brought me up the learning curve that I'm saying, hey, these machines are way too complicated. Something fishy here because they're way too complicated than they need to be. But Lindell's, we're going to have technical people. We're going to have process people. We're going to have some of the top legal minds that have worked in this. Pat McSweeney, hopefully get him there. Kurt Olson. And we're going to go through. I'm going to drill them with questions. We may take some questions from the audience. It's going to be live, our 5 o'clock show on Real America's Voice and our 6 o'clock show, and Lindell's dedicated to it because I want everybody to understand. Now, look, Post Office today, big article about they say they can't handle the volume of mail. So already the mail-in ballots are a disaster, an unmitigated disaster. Charlie Kirk and these guys are doing an incredible job of what they're doing. But the Postal Service today, I'll get more into it on Monday. They're coming and saying we can't handle this volume, right? So you're already going to get – they're already going to try to scam us on that. We know it. Mike's got the other – remember, this is a pincer move. Mike's got the other, and we're going to open up – we'll tee it up for you guys so you can ask tons of questions and we can get this. And then you can see what in the hell is the Supreme Court waiting for? That's my big question. This thing's pretty straightforward. It's got to be addressed. You can't not address this. It's got to be addressed. It's just sitting out there. And I keep telling people, you're just feeding Lindell's argument by not dealing with it. If you don't adjudicate this somewhere, this is not going to go away. Okay.
That's right. I'm not going away.
No. Now on the 18th, we're going to stick around. The next day is all at the Ahern Hotel, and we love the Ahern. Great, great hotel, great folks there. In fact, Kane's got the clips up from the Showtime thing when I was bracing up Tim Miller and John Holman. That was all took place at the Ahern right there in their magnificent restaurant. Great people. On the 18th, we're going to do another Force Multiplier Academy / Alliance, all of it. Go to warroom.org right now on the Get Active, that tab. Hit that tab. Totally free. It's going to be from 10 o'clock in the morning, probably 3 or 4 in the afternoon, another training academy to make you a gladiator, information war gladiator. We're going to have the whole team there. We're going to have a lot more details to go on. But the 17th will be at the Constitutional Sheriffs of Mike Lindell the next day. And maybe we can talk Mike Lindell around for sticking around, but he's hard to pin down. It's going to be a Force Multiplier Academy, and we're going to do it. It's all free for you. And not just that, you're going to get a free lunch. Last time we had room for 250. We sold the 250. At the end of the day, we had 500, and you stayed for all 5 or 6 hours. So we intend to do that in Vegas, and this is the first of many we're going to do throughout the country, so we're tested here. Mike, before I let you go, so 17th and 18th, go to warroom.org right now. On the 18th, Mike and I are going to have a bunch of advertisements and things like that. We want big crowds for all this, and we really appreciate the Ahern Hotel and the Constitutional Sheriffs.
Mike, talk to me about deals. Right, and you guys can get all the information at lindellplan.com too right now for the 17th. We have it all up there laid out. So, but you guys make it all possible. I always said that on the War Room because I'm able to go out and do these things, knowing my employees are taken care of and you've been taking care of them. And one of the things you all been jumping on is these sandals that came in. They got the manufacturer of the sandals, and these have that impact shell with made out of soybeans. It's the most comfortable, most amazing sandals ever. But they made a mistake on the colors, so I called the factory. I said, "You guys, I need more of the gray and less of the white." They said, "How about we don't exchange them? We'll give them for the War Room Posse. Close them out, $9.50 a pair. You guys, these are normally $79 at the on sale for $25. We just this white color, $9.50. You've all been grabbing that. They're absolutely awesome. And then you can get if you go to the website." We have a few of the bathrobes out there, very low, but we have our biggest bed sheet sale ever that we just announced today. We added more to that. There's the slipper slides, all the other colors for $25. Remember, though, you get the white the War Room does for $9.50. You've all been getting the premium My Pillows that wear it all started, over 84 million sold now. You can get them for $25. King or queen, doesn't matter. You guys take your pick, any loft level. There's the MyPillow 2.0 we put back on sale. Buy one, get one free for the War Room Posse. That started today. The War Room Posse, you guys get, you make it all possible. So everything that comes in, that we don't have those box stores in the middle, we don't have the shopping channels in the middle. We just, it's directly to you. And you see, their loss is your gain. And my operators, yeah, they've been loving it. 800-873-1062. I'm still in Minnesota here. I wanted to stay back because all the right now it's been amazing, Steve. The watching all the phones ringing off the hook. And well, I've been going.
Hold it. So
I'm here on a Saturday.
It's MyPillow.com, promo code WORM. MyStore.com, promo code WORM. You get all the alternative economy stuff. People don't hate you. And or go to 800-873-1062. Tell the operators how to back. Before I let you go, rumor has it, I'm hearing the reason you're there is to keep the padlocks off the door, that the marshals are there every other day trying to padlock up the company. Is MyPillow going bankrupt?
No, absolutely not, everybody. 100% not. You see that thing out there about that warehouse? Let me set the record straight on that. That was an empty warehouse we had last May, and we subleased it to a candy company till December. In December, a sugar beet company was taken over, and about a month and a half into it, they disappear, and we think it was somebody got to them, to another attack on MyPillow. And I talked to the landlords. We're good friends. I said, you guys, I think this is an attack on me. If you want me to go out and get another subleaser, I could do that. Otherwise, why don't you just evict me and make it official, and I won't contest it. So that's what we decided to do. Because every time we get someone in there, Steve, they get attacked because they're associated with Mike Lindell. We're tired of it, but we're not going anywhere, everybody. We're stronger than ever. We've come out of this so strong, Steve. It's been amazing. When they squish 20-some million dollars in credit and you make it through that and you come out the other end, now we'll be sitting out here. We're stronger than ever. So that they failed in their attempt to silence their CEO, who wants to go out and secure our elections and help save our country. Shame on them.
Mike, thank you so much. We'll see you Monday. Always great. MyPillow.com, promo code WORM. MyStore.com, promo code WORM. 800-873-1062. Make sure you tell the operators that the War Room Posse has their back. Mike, thank you so much.
Yep.
And Mike's going out big because on the 17th, we're going to be at the Ahern Hotel with the Constitutional Sheriffs. Those are some of the best people in the country. We're going to do the show live there, particularly the afternoon show, with an audience. Make sure that you guys all get to participate, to break down, and I may throw in a little mail-in ballot stuff too, so you understand what's happening here, how this is going on. And Mike's got a cracker team on the machine side. We got to force somebody to adjudicate this. In addition, the next day, go to warroom.org under the tab, take action or get active. It's all free. This is another, we're testing the prototype. We had such a blowaway response in D.C. at CPAC the day before CPAC. We're going to do this again. We're going to do it a couple other places in the country. We're going to start, and it's going to be a full day, at least 5 or 6 hours, but you get a free lunch, all of it. Okay, I want to go out. Kane was on last night's show with Natalie. This thing was amazing. It was a mic drop. We're going to go out with Natalie Winters, and we come back around Patrick K. O'Donnell. Patrick K. O'Donnell's here for this new blockbuster book. Short break. Natalie Winters is going to take us out. I'll be back in a moment.
I think it's why they're pivoting to, like I said, the ad hominem attacks. It's deja vu to 2016, right? They're going after the immigration rhetoric. You can't say the word bloodbath. Oh, Trump's a racist. Oh, Trump's a nativist, a xenophobe, right? That's the new tactic. And of course, they'll throw in a little bit, like we were talking about with Kristen Hawkins, of the abortion stuff, right? That was sort of the 2022 playbook that they use all these tech platforms to manipulate. And frankly, we'll get into the Nebraska stuff after the break, but I'm glad that some states got their act together to ban the privateering of elections, the Zuckerbucks. But let's be frank, with what the government is doing now at the southern border, that's sort of the new form of Zuckerbuck. They're saying, hey, screw it. We're not even going to try to turn out vote of Native Americans. We're just going to flood the zone, flood the country with a mass number, a mass influx of illegals who, of course, are going to vote Democrat, although we don't even have voter identification, so who even knows how they'll actually vote. But it's all by design. They know they're losing. Yes. That's why you see today we're talking with Kash Patel. He's talking about how the Biden regime is already trying to pregame what President Trump wants to do when it comes to Schedule F employees and appointees. They don't want the deep state to be undone. They don't want the deep state to be dismantled. And that's why they're fighting tooth and nail. But unfortunately, the lawfare tactics aren't working. It's making the American people realize that the deep state is indeed real. It is there, and it's very deep. In fact, it's actually...
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
More than just beautiful dance, it's a touch of the divine. More than just legends. It's the beautiful culture and wisdom of China before communism. More than just a performance, it's an experience that awakens the soul. See it at least once in your lifetime. Shen Yun, an all-new production every year.
Go to shenyun.com and check out where it's going to be in your area. The traditional, remember the key word, the buried lead there is before communism. Just like the great culture of the United States of America, traditional culture for the American Lao Beijing, that would be you, is being destroyed every day. Go see what the communists destroyed in the great civilization of China. You will not forget this. Shenyun.com. Go check it out. Once again, warroom.org. Go to the tab. Get active. Even if you were in the CPAC one, we'll definitely want you here if you're in the area. But everybody in the Southern Nevada area, Las Vegas area, Northern Arizona, come and this is going to be extraordinary. Just go sign up right now. Another kind of Gladiator Academy, totally free, and you get a free lunch because we're testing out different things that we're doing here. So we want to make sure that we perfect this before we stand up the Gladiator School, which we're working on. Now, huge articles in the European media over the weekend or the last couple of days about we're relaunching the Gladiator School now that we've been acquitted of all charges after millions of dollars and them coming after us for years. John McManus, one of the great writers, wrote a book about the U.S. Army, To the End of the Earth, the U.S. Army and the Downfall of Japan. He quotes on the back of The Unvanquished, Patrick K. O'Donnell's latest massive bestseller. Does Patrick K. O'Donnell find his historical subjects or do they find him? Patrick K. O'Donnell, this book on the Civil War, The Unvanquished. You can't, as people know, I'm a history freak, but particularly the Civil War, particularly my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. I couldn't put this book down. You gave it to me in galleys. It's now out. Tell the audience about it.
Steve, it's an honor to be on the show with you, and you're really the best person to actually talk about this book. And for me, the book did find me. Like all the books, I've written 13 books, but this one found me in the form of a roadside sign. I was in the Plains, Virginia. I was actually editing a book, The Unknowns, and I was sitting on the front porch restaurant writing that book, and next to it is an old sign that is that marks the final days of a Jesse Scout. Who they are the focus of my book. And these are Lincoln's commandos, Lincoln's special forces, men that dressed or wore Confederate uniforms. They led the armies. They went after the South's most dangerous men. But in 1862, before the Second Battle of Manassas, Jack Sterry was in Confederate uniform trying to direct General Hood's army down the wrong road. And trying to direct it to Middleburg instead of where it was needed at Manassas. And for 45 minutes, he basically engaged in dialogue, trying to deceive the Confederates to go down the wrong road. And eventually they unmasked him and they hanged Jack Sterry. And his body, it's quite an amazing story. When they were widening the road in the plains, they found two bodies. They found Jack's body as well as the man that he killed, which was a Confederate courier. But this is an example of some of the men that I detailed in The Unvanquished. These men led the Union Army to victory, but also hunted the most dangerous men of the South, and that would include John Singleton Mosby and his Rangers, as well as the Confederate Secret Service. But this story.
Yeah, hang on a second, because obviously, coming from the Commonwealth of Virginia, as a young boy, were raised on John Singleton Mosby, what the Gray Ghost, and that legendary Ranger group up in the around Middleburg. This is kind of the other side of the trade. You actually see the guys that they fought with from their perspective. The reason this book was so powerful for me, being raised on the Gray Ghost and John Singleton Mosby and what those Rangers did, which is so historic in the South, and particularly in the Commonwealth, to see the other side of the trade, how this, because remember, the Union was considered that they didn't have anybody that could fight like us. They couldn't fight a regular warfare. They particularly couldn't fight as cavalry units because we had the best horsemen with Jeb Stuart and Mosby and these guys, legendary figures. This is the other side of the trade, how it all didn't go too well either. I mean, these guys had grit and determination and would not back off. The thing is, you see two patriotic groups for their causes that are fighting to this is a war to the death, a war to the knife. They're not going to back off, and that's what the book shows. Patrick K. O'Donnell.
This book is really three stories that are combined into one. It hangs off the scouts, but when they intersect Mosby's Rangers and the Confederate Secret Service, you have to tell their stories as well. And this is thousands of primary source documents. I'm kind of the camera that puts you in 1864, in 1865, on the ground, in the boots of these men, and in the saddle of their horses. It's very dynamic. It's powerful. It's extremely action-packed because many of these are very sharp gun battles. You know, many of these men were armed with Navy revolvers, Colt Navy revolvers for the army, and it was violent horse, you know, gunfights on horseback. And you know, it's today is the Battle of Sailor's Creek. It was Sheridan Scouts or Lincoln Special Forces that led the Union Army to victory there, as well as at Appomattox, and the final victory there. It would be these men that would capture Lee's supply trains, and then the Confederacy's hope to escape, and then also potentially for regular warfare, which these men pioneered. And why is it important? Because, I mean, irregular warfare, special operations, election interference, all of these things are influencing and impacting our lives today. All we have to do is look at the Middle East. What these men pioneered in 1863, in 1864, 1865, what's old is new. It's coming full force.
Here's the other thing. The Unvanquished. And I know they have tours of Mosby's things, but after this book is out, and by the way, you're the best combat historian of your generation. You're on our Christmas show on Memorial Day. We've had Patrick on since I did Breitbart Radio 10 years ago.
Thank you so much.
And people love you. No, but our audience just loves you, loves your writings. Here's the thing. When you read this book, and this is why I want so many people to visit these sites after they read The Unvanquished, if you go there today, it looks like God's paradise. It looks like Eden. It is probably, I think, and I say this trying to be unbiased, one of the most beautiful parts of this country. This countryside is magnificent. It's kind of horse country. It is magnificent. You read this book, this is one of the most vicious fights ongoing, and these two groups of men did not back off, and the people that supported them. This was a war to the death in what is a paradise. And you see that the determination of both sides, and quite frankly, we say irregular warfare, there were no rules. They'd wear Confederate uniforms in a second. Of course, you wear a Confederate uniform, you're hung immediately if you get caught. But man, both sides, this was a war without rules because they were focused on one thing, and that was victory for their side, and there was no backing off. And these are, think about it, American citizens, right? People that, you know, a lot of these people going to the military academy, et cetera. And it's so moving, and you have so many primary sources. You're literally in the battles when they happen, Patrick.
Absolutely. And this book is filled with the nuance that makes up the Civil War and the tragedy. And as you mentioned, Steve, this ground is still there. Loudoun County, Prince William County, Fairfax County, it's Loudoun County in particular, much of it is untouched, just like the Civil War. The book, The Unvanquished, is almost like a travel guide that allows people to go to visit these places that still exist. The sign, for instance, where Jack Sterry, his last words before he was hanged. The Grapewood Farm engagement, where only a few miles down the road, Mosby ambushed a supply train with a mountain howitzer. All of these places, many of them still exist. The place where Mosby crawled out on a limb to escape an entire federal dragnet of hundreds of men and hid behind the large branch of a tree. As they search the house. I mean, these places exist to this day. And what it's all about is it's about Americans or a small group of people that changed and bent history that continues to impact us to this day.
Today. Patrick, where do people go to get the book? You're going to come back when the book launches in early May, but where do they go right now to get this?
Well, I'll be honored to launch this book on the War Room with the Posse on May 7th. The book publishes. My first book signing is on May 9th at Appomattox, fittingly, at the American Civil War Museum there at 6 p.m. The book can be purchased on Amazon. I'm at Combat Historian, which is on X or on Getter. And my website is patrickkodonnell.com. The book's on Amazon. It'll filter into bookstores at Barnes & Noble in the next couple of weeks, even before the publication date.
Well, we look forward to officially launch the book here on the 7th and get as many people down to Appomattox and see you as possible. It's a home run. I'm glad we finally got Patrick K. O'Donnell to the Civil War. Just incredible. A home run. Everybody should get this. A great gift for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Patrick K. O'Donnell, we love you, brother. Look forward to seeing you back here.
Love you, too, and I love the audience. Thank you. It's been an honor to come on the show. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you.
Thank you. 10 or 12 years, Patrick's been doing those specials. Does the D-Day special, does Memorial Day special. We do the Veterans Day special. We do the Christmas combat history, Christmas, all of it. Fabulous writer. This is the biggest blockbuster I think he's had. And he's had five or six big bestsellers in a row. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. Philip Patrick is going to come back. We're going to talk about why gold's at $23.49, an all-time high. Of course, he's going to correct me there and talk about when it was really at all-time high, when you factor in inflation, right? It'll shock you. We got a lot to go through. The capital markets piece, the economics piece is next. Stay tuned for this. Philip Patrick from Birch Gold. We're going to go through, and it will shock you what's happening. Global economy. We're going to have a $300 trillion margin call. I keep saying that. The world is over-leveraged. Gold is a hedge. Holy war is going to take us out. Short commercial break. Back with Philip Patrick and Birch Gold in a moment.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, as we've talked about this morning, we did, of course, all last week and ended with a really, and I'm as I said earlier, we've got to figure out how I'm going to break down. Everybody has to take an hour either this weekend or early in the week to, if you didn't get to see the 6 o'clock show last night, it was, in every show, we are very proud of being extraordinary. It was very special. We had EJ Antoni, we had Dave Walsh, Dr. Antoni, Dr. Bratt, and Dave Walsh to go through and break down the economy, the numbers that you are they're pushing, and the reality. And we started off with a cold open that showed the mainstream media just absolutely, why can't the American people understand how good the economy is? It was quite brilliant. And if I do say so myself, and I want people to see it. One of the things we talked about, EJ Antoni brought it up, that he said, hey, this madness is one of the reasons the price of gold, coupled with what they're trying to do in Ukraine, which we talked with Ben Harnwell last night about, and also we talked about this morning, is this whole concept of they've refrozen the Russian assets, but actually now converting, seizing them, essentially stealing the Russian people's assets, converting them into dollars and giving it to the Ukrainians because MAGA is going to block the $60 billion here. So let's just take their money that's in these banks. All this is driving the price of gold up, the converging factors. So I want to do today, I've got Philip Patrick, and I want to do two things. I want to talk a little bit more about that so you understand these kind of convergent forces that are keeping the price of gold up as an alternative, as a hedge against this economy. But also then I want to have Philip tell you about, if you go to Birch Gold, because I do want people to go and get access to these great professionals we put up. So Philip, first off, gold every day looks like it's breaking a record. Maybe it has a floor 2,300, but it keeps going up. What it, just tell people, you guys as the experts, what do you believe is driving that?
Yeah, so, you know, gold yesterday hit an all-time high over 2,300, 2,330, which is impressive given that we started the year at around 2,000. So we're up over 15% for the year so far. I think it's important to point out, though, we've got a lot of scope for movement. The real high on gold was back in January 1980. Gold hit $850 an ounce. If we adjusted that for inflation, that would be the equivalent of around $3,300 today. So gold has another 30% to rise just to be back at previous highs in terms of value. Now, what's encouraging in this climate is that there's not one single driver. We don't have a black swan event, an obvious crisis like a pandemic or, you know, an invasion of Ukraine. Right now, the major forces, as you suggested, are devaluation and, of course, weaponization. Now, with regards to devaluation, we have an administration that has an appetite to spend like no other. We've been printing massive amounts of money under the Biden administration, and that's, of course, led to a devaluation. Since the pandemic, the dollar's lost 17% of its purchasing power. Now, we feel that domestically as inflation, but central banks around the world that are holding dollars, they feel that as devaluation. Of course, they've been hedging their dollar exposure using gold. 2022, 2023 were the two single biggest years in history for central bank gold buying. So they're hedging their dollar exposure using gold. Now, the weaponization piece, I think, is even more important. And I think this is ultimately what is creating the problem longer term. I think that the straw that broke the camel's back, as we've discussed many times, were the sanctions against Russia, which essentially told Russia, China, and others that their assets could become liabilities overnight. And of course, recent discussions about handing Russia's seized assets over to Ukraine really put a spotlight on that. But the BRICS are aiming now to de-dollarize, but they've got a problem, right? And that is that they don't have a currency to usurp the dollar. China don't want to dump US dollars and be forced to hold rubles or rupees, right? The dollar is still the tallest midget in the room. And that's the issue that they have. Listen, by Russia, China, and Iran holding dollars, they create more demand for the dollar. The more demand there is, the stronger the dollar becomes. The stronger the dollar, the stronger the stick we are using to beat them over the head with. And that's where gold comes in, right? The more gold they buy, the less dollars they hold. The less dollars they hold, the less demand. The less demand, the weaker the stick. And ultimately, the weaker the longer term argument for the dollar as global reserve becomes. And we've got to remember, currency's value is based on two things. It's supply and demand. And in a time of waning demand, we have an administration that's pushing to massively increase supply. And I think what this should do for all of your viewers is shine a spotlight on the debacle that's going on in Congress right now. Consider a $2 trillion deficit when we're not in war, there's no pandemic, we don't even have a recession yet. This currency devaluation is following the same course that we've seen countless times throughout history, from the Roman Empire up until World War II. Hundreds of nations have gone the same route. And I find it impossible at this point to believe that the administration are not aware of this, which leads one of two things. Either they don't care about the nation's future and they're seeking re-election no matter the cost, or this is a deliberate attempt to destroy the dollar's value and ultimately devalue the debt. Either way, though, gold serves as a very important hedge, as a store of value. Central banks are seeing it, and what applies to them, as I've said many times, applies to us as individuals. But it's crazy what's going on at a time like this.
This is the point. It seems like some of the actors are taking irrational paths. That's what we got into Dave Walsh and the guys last night about the energy, but the underlying driving forces of the economy. But then you look at the monetary policy. Do you believe, that as much as we criticize it and scream about it, that the Biden regime and Wall Street and certain members in power positions on the banking committee and others in Congress actually do believe in modern monetary theory? Because the only way this would make sense is that they had a different model they were going after. Do you still think they believe in modern monetary theory where you can run unlimited deficits for unlimited period of time and it won't matter?
I mean, I don't think they can truly believe that. And that's why I say, for me, the most obvious reason for this, like I say, is a desperate attempt to get reelected. You cannot rationalize spending at these levels, like I said before, without a pandemic, without a recession. Listen, Trump was forced to spend. He was handed the COVID pandemic. He had to put forward massive stimulus. There is no reason to do it today outside of political motivations. Or, like I said, we've got a colossal debt problem. This idea that we can tighten the belt buckle and pay it down is becoming a fallacy with every other deficit. You know, inflation, inflating the value of the debt away may be the only way to do it, but I don't think that they think this is sound economic theory. History has shown us time and time and time again that it only leads to one place, and that is destruction or devaluation of currency. There are too many examples in history for them not to know it.
You know, we're coming out early next week with the fifth installment, all of it's free, of The End of the Dollar Empire. And this one, we decided to take the central bank digital currency. There was an article in Zero Hedge, I think late Thursday night or early Friday morning, that said that of all the central banks, you can kind of get reporting of the central banks of the world of essentially what they say their gold holdings are. The one that you can't get now is the Federal Reserve. In fact, even a Freedom of Information request goes unanswered. Why would the Federal Reserve Why would the Federal Reserve be hesitant and resistant about talking about what their gold holdings are?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I've interviewed many times with Dr. Ron Paul. He was pushing for an audit of Fort Knox for a long, long time, and there's been resistance from the government to do it. And, you know, for me, that's a big question mark, right? Saying, hey, we've got X amount of gold here, but no, you can't see it. Something's going on behind the scenes. Either they have less gold reserves than they're publishing, but it's a very interesting thing. Resisting an audit, it is concerning, to say the least.
So you're saying that this is all part of the audit, because we know that the Fed just had a record loss, I think, of $114 billion because of what Biden did, Bidenomics did to government bonds. So they were actually booking profits for years. Now they've had to book a historic loss. Is the whole resistance to audit the Fed, to get a forensic audit of the Fed, do you think one of the key reasons they don't want to do that is gold? Not just the fact, because I keep saying we have no earthly idea what they've actually done as far as stimulating the economy and pushing liquidity out to these prime broker banks. We have no idea because there's no audited numbers. I've talked to serious guys at Bloomberg that follow this for a living. They go, hey, we think it could be tens of trillions more. It makes no sense, and you can't get an audit. Do you also think a big part of that is they don't want to really have to describe the gold holdings? And why wouldn't the central bank have an audit? Why wouldn't the central piece of the financial part of the economy, how could we exist unless you actually had an audit?
I mean, it's just not how things work in the real world. It's not how corporations work. It's not reality. And this is the advantage to be a central bank. You could just resist an audit. But like I say, publishing your gold reserve, hey, we've got X amount of gold, but no, you cannot see it. Something nefarious is going on. And I think it's what you suggested. You know, the numbers have just gone out of control. And look, spending right now is much worse than people think. The Treasury Department is spending today at pandemic levels without a pandemic as an excuse. And they're getting a lot of pressure from the federal government to do it. And like I said, it's all very concerning, and not getting answers, that's the most concerning part of all.
Okay, I'm going to hold Philip Patrick through the break, and I want to talk a little bit about Birch Gold. One of the things we do with sponsors, when we partnered with sponsors, said, hey, what we want to do is to make sure people have full access to your company, full access to all the information, but particularly the senior people, so they can ask questions and know, because the War Room Posse is a discerning audience. You've got a certain cussedness to you and grit. You make great customers, but you got a ton of questions, and you should. You're a little persnickety that way, and I think it's great. Birch Gold has done a fantastic job of that, and we're going to find out in the next segment before we wrap up about where you go, how you do it. But here's what you got to do over the weekend and early next week. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Not only do you get access to Philip Patrick and the team, but if you haven't gotten the first four installments, all free, of The End of the Dollar Empire, we get you up to speed on the importance of currency in economics, importance of currency in American politics. We talk about the debt and the debt trap. We lay it all out for you. We talk about the monumental decision that most people don't know about in 1971 of Nixon taking us off the gold standard, of the impact of that had, because I can tell you, all bad numbers kind of go back to 1971 when you look at the graphs, just saying. And of course, now we're going to launch the central bank digital currency, of why in this era of economic warfare, where all the other big central banks, and I'm talking China and all these guys, they're buying gold at record rates. Why is our central bank focused on printing money to pay for these deficits and going for a central bank digital currency and will not release? We're not asking something hard. Just release your gold holdings and what your purchases have been. Something is rotten in Denmark, and something's definitely rotten on Constitution Avenue. That's where the temple is, what they call it. The temple's right there on Constitution Avenue, right across the street from the Lincoln Memorial. Would you believe it? President Lincoln is when they created Secretary of Treasury Salmon Chase. Salmon Chase created the greenback to pay for the Civil War, because they didn't want to raise taxes. They realized they raised taxes, there'd be a lot of people saying, hey, let me think about this for a second, just the way Americans are. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. We've got Philip Patrick our guy Ed Birch Gold, one of the smartest analysts around, and we've been with him, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Been dead spot on for the last 3 or 4 years. Pretty hard when you talk about the world of finance. Short commercial break. Back with Birch Gold in a moment.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Philip, we're lucky to get you. You know, Philip's very tough to book now. It's not like Dave Walsh. Dave Walsh and Mike Davis and other guys that we started here on our platform are in every different show. And we wanted it to be that way. We've given them a platform, and people have seen how brilliant they are, and they're everywhere. Philip Patrick is just, he's so damn busy because gold is at an all-time, at least an all-time high. Now when you take in inflation, still got another 30% to go, and I take it all indications it may go there. But Philip, when we have them go to Birch Gold, you've got all kind of tax assisted things. You got 401ks, IRAs, the way you get it over. Just walk people through when they go to Birch Gold. How do they? Because most people in this audience have never been gold bugs. Most people in this audience, I mean, we have hardcore. Don't get me wrong, super hardcore that love when we talk about capital markets. Love when we talk about gold. Love the fact of where gold is and worship you guys. But a lot of people are not. So tell us when we send them over to Birch Gold, what happens?
So it's really simple. Birchgold.com/Bannon. What that's going to do is going to get them in access to a free information kit. It's very informative, 20-25 page guide. It's going to give people a lot of the history, how they can invest in gold, whether it's through an IRA or cash sitting outside. And then from there, they're going to have access to somebody like myself. We're there to sort of guide them through, hold their hands, answer any questions, and ultimately help to structure portfolios that are based on what the individual's trying to achieve. So the key for us, as you know well, is always education. We feel that people can make the best decisions from a fully informed perspective. So that's where it starts. Once people start to build a comfort level, we can help to structure, facilitate, and make sure that they can protect either portions of retirement accounts or, like I said, cash in the bank. But it's very simple. You contact Birch. From there, we provide the information and we'll hold their hand step by step by step.
You've been doing this a long time and your institution has been doing it a long time. I just want to leave with the fact of, from a professional, and you've been doing this through wars and recessions and all of it. Have you ever seen it crazier in kind of world finance or capital markets than today, and kind of the decisions policymakers are both making on the fiscal side with these legislatures and assemblies and congresses throughout the world, and also on the monetary side with these central banks? Have you ever seen it more, I have to say it, irrational?
Never. Not in my lifetime. You'd have to go back long before I was born to see it. We've got to remember a few things. Look, we've dealt with inflation before. We've dealt with recessions before. The whole time I've been alive, the dollar has been king. So we're seeing very, very different issues today than we've dealt with in the past. And I think doing what we've always done to address them ultimately will not work. And, you know, I say to people on the phone a lot, and I say here as well, if central banks are buying more gold over the last 2 years than any other years in history, that means more than anything, I have to say. There is not smarter money, certainly when it comes to currency, than central banks. So you always follow the smart money. But certainly in my lifetime, I have never seen, you know, decisions being made as this administration are. And as we've said before, we are digging a hole that I'm getting very fearful we will not be able to get out of. And this administration is just playing into the hands of our enemies and creating a sound argument to de-dollarize, which is absurd. So the answer is no, Stephen. It keeps me up at night.
Okay, we'll take your number two principle out because I don't think I've said it this definitively before. Like I've made other statements, I think virtually all became true. There's roughly, I think, $300 trillion of debt in the world. That is personal debt, corporate debt, government debt, central bank debt, all of it. We are going to have the world's biggest margin call in a couple of years. And that margin call, you're going to have a margin call on this debt. And all bets are off when that happens. We're going to see things that are going to happen in the next couple of years in capital markets and in your savings and your retirement and what's happening that we've never seen. We have warned on this show now for years. We started the end of the dollar empire with Philip and the team, I think 3 years ago. We have warned about this for years. And if it continues unabated, I tell you, all bets are off and you're going to see something. You're going to see things you've never seen before. It's going to make the Weimar Republic look like a Sunday afternoon picnic of what's going to happen. And remember, it was the destruction of the middle class because of that monster inflation that led to the rise of Hitler and the fascist movement throughout Europe, in Italy and in Germany. Philip Patrick, where do people go to get to you personally? What's your social media? How do they get to you, Birch Gold?
Very simple. So for Birch Gold, for information, it's birchgold.com/Bannon. Again, birchgold.com/Bannon. And you can always reach me directly at Philip Patrick on Getter. Again, at Philip Patrick on Getter.
Philip, thank you so much. Thanks to the Birch Gold team and look forward to launching End of the Dollar Empire, segment five, part five, the central bank digital currency. People's heads will blow up when they see that. They will get the pitchforks out and demand, hey, we got to start with the forensic audit first, but then accountability second. Philip Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Now, I think you have to, whether you make the decision or not is your choice. I mean, you're free men and women. That's what we try to do here. But we try to merchant information. I think now is the time, I keep saying, to go do this. There's no logic to this. This is almost like a banana republic runs itself. What we're doing here on the fiscal side and the monetary side makes no logical financial or economic sense at all. This is purely a ruling class is trying to protect themselves. That's what it is. This is a ruling class trying to protect themselves. That's why I got to see how you're going to hedge against it, because we're going to have a margin call, global margin call on this, that is going to cut a swath of destruction through working class and middle class people, not just in the United States, very big here, but throughout the world. That day, as sure as the turning of the earth, that day is coming. Next week is going to be quite intense. We're going to start with MTG. We got her currently booked, but we've got a lot more going on. But they're coming back, and they're coming back after approving a $2 trillion deficit just this year and not securing the border. The border's been worse since Congress left. Been worse. They're literally going to come back, and they're going to put $60 billion to Ukraine on the table, and we're going to fight this down to the bitter end. This is about the direction of the country, and this is about how irrational and insane your sociopathic overlords are. I want to thank everybody for being here. This week has been quite intense. I would like to say next week's not, but it's going to be even more intense. Congress is back. Going to be fights all over. President Trump's closer to the trial in New York, the phony trial, the persecution. I'll be up on Getter all weekend. I want to thank everybody, all the War Room posse, Grace, Mo, the entire team, Jane, Natalie, my great production crew. See you back here Monday morning live.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.